According to the AFL-CIO, 12% of the American workforce belongs to a union. Wisconsin is slightly above average when it comes to unionized workers, but the numbers are declining every year. That's why State Senator Dave Hansen is again introducing a bill that would require the teaching of labor history in public schools. He's a former Teamster union steward and is concerned kids are becoming far removed from the struggles that led to things like overtime pay and workers' compensation.
The 8-hour day and the 40-hour work week are things that we take for granted today, but that didn't happen without enormous sacrifices on the part of working men and women.
Hansen says it would be up to school districts to decide how to fit the lessons into class time. He says they should include instances like the Bayview tragedy of 1886, when 7 workers were killed during a march, and a long woodworkers strike in Oshkosh. Hansen has been pushing the bill since 2001. It passed the Senate last year, but faltered in the Assembly.
And we're going to keep running this altar until we get it passed, because it is something that is very, very important. And we would encourage all the school districts and their history teachers to implement this in some small way. If we can't get it passed this time, it's going to pass eventually. We're going to work real hard to make that happen.
The labor history mandate would not cost the state anything. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau says any cost to school districts would be minimal. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.